in terms of the actual store itself, basically to find out what the impact of it is and has been, and luckily enough, it was very minimal in my own terms. In terms of the paralysis or anything like that that you would normally associate with stroke victims, I don't have any of that, so I'm very lucky that it was really a warning more so than an actual very vigorous stroke, I think, is a problem that I've had. So now it's continuing to search this to try and see what the actual cause was, so that the future can be prevented as well. But, I mean, really, I suppose, for the moment, I will have to slow down a bit, all right? But then after that, hopefully things will be back to some sort of normality. But for the next few months, I will have to take it a bit easier while we try to find exactly what the problem is. And I hope people will take a bit of time to understand that as well. But then after that, I should be back to normal. Once we know what the exact problem is, we can then make sure that I can deal with it fully. And it happened at the weekend, and he rang NowDoc, and NowDoc said straight away, didn't go straight to hospital, like, so they didn't waste any time, and he was able to tell them what symptoms were, so that's none of that time is wasted at all, like, you know, which I think is important as well, because, you know, you could have just jumped in the car and went to NowDoc, but by ringing them and giving them the information, they were able to tell us to go straight to the hospital, which increase the response time as well, you know.